855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, as you can get interactive on the show. You can list your stories. People can vote them up. You can vote other people's stories up. Vote them down. Whatever you'd like to do. It's Free Talk Live, entirely interactive. Let's go to Cole in Mississippi about the right to work. Cole.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I Wikipedia'd the right to work thing.
Okay.
You know, or disagreeing about that. And it seems to be that in each state, you either have the right to work with a union and you're forced to, or you aren't forced to, but you can't make it to where you have to be in the union. So from what I can see, the federal government made it where you only had these two choices. He didn't have the regular right.
So the federal government gave basically these two choices, or this is just the two choices that sort of have evolved?
Yeah, so far you haven't answered my I don't feel like my question has been answered, because, again, I've heard this from other people, that this has to do with agreements between unions and businesses on a case-by-case basis, whether or not, you know. I know there are a lot of grocery stores that have made agreements that if you want to work at the grocery store, they've made an agreement with the union that you have to join the union, and they won't hire you unless you agree to join the union. So that's something that's handled on a case-by-case basis. That particular decision does not involve the government, to my understanding, unless the government has decided to intervene in such a way and say you cannot form that agreement to do that. Or they're coercing it, saying that if there's a union, then you have to join the union to work for the company. That would be wrong as well, in my opinion.
Cool.
Well, in each state, I've only found that it's either that option or the forced union option.
Yeah.
In fact, I looked at the Libertarian Party platform, and they've changed it to pro-right to work to anti-right to work many times because they can't.
Come to a conclusion. I think that that's what
I don't
crux
see, this
of this agreement is,
yeah.
That there are in fact two coercive sets of laws, one called right to work and one
both wrong.
pro union, and they're both wrong. And I don't think any of us, I think we're, Dale and I are arguing sort of the same point, but it's, you know, the communication's really bad here on this one.
I think this is just a case of I don't know, honestly. Either in New Hampshire or in Wisconsin, whether or not there is this a blanket law about how all unions are operated everywhere, or are they? Because in my mind, it's at least traditionally, I've known that, for instance, a grocery store where I used to live, there was an agreement, and I understood this not to be the case with all unions everywhere, but there was an agreement between this union, they had bargained for this, and the company. The company would only hire people if they joined the union. Now, that's an agreement between the company and the union. The government has no say in that. And it sounds like there are cases where the government says, well, if the union, if there is a union, you have to join it as a blanket law, which is absurd to me. And or the other case of right to work, where if there's a union, they cannot make you join it, and they cannot form an agreement with the company, even if the company decides to go along with it, to say they will only hire people that join the union. And and that seems to be the other extreme case.
Cool.
I found that and think we could all agree that is utterly wrong, but I really can't find an instance in a state where you have the pro-liberty stance of
right.
Have a union or don't, and it's your choice.
I think that's the case here. Cole, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom in Indianapolis. Tom?
Hi, guys.
Tapping.
Can you
hear me? Yep, hear you fine.
Great. I think I worked for that same grocery store.
There's a lot of them that do that now. It's actually quite common in grocery stores that you have to join the union.
Quick question. The thing that happened, was it in North Carolina where, was it BMW, and they tried to, I can't remember what it was. It was something recently, and I'm wondering if that right to work law was in play there, where basically, I want to think that this current administration basically said, no, you can't do that, and they basically didn't allow them to do manufacturing. And I want to think it was automobile manufacturing in some way, shape, or form. But,
I have no knowledge of this.
Nobody does. Well, The point about unions is I really, really can't speak much about this right to work.
Well, I just, I, I should add something.
Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to add that I've actually inquired about Forbes about this magazine. You know, they every year they do 100 best companies to work for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would it be interesting to just do the polling and find out what percentage of those companies are unionized companies? And
that would
I would
be
willing to bet that there'd be none. And this is the irony of a union, because the sole reason that they exist is to make it's to build this utopia work system.
Yeah.
And it's just a fallacy.
Well, what unions really exist to do is, and ask anybody in a union, is to propagate the union. The union sort of gives benefits to its members. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, there are people that sort of run the administration of the union. So you add this.
The level of bureaucracy.
This level of bureaucracy into the situation. And these guys are paid real well.
Oh, yeah.
Those
union
leaders,
they're
running around in suits for a reason.
They got good. They're getting the best bennies, more than the people actually doing the work at the company.
And they're getting the money. The money's coming directly from the workers.
This is talking about public. This says, they mentioned public workers in this article. So it says that So it sounds to me like this right-to-work case that they're talking about in Wisconsin is specifically referring to public workers' unions, where I think it's completely appropriate to say, for public, because this is a case where people, this is the government, working for the government.
I don't think
and
people should
unions.
Be able to unionize that work for the government. And frankly,
at the very least, there shouldn't be forced to join a union.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't believe it either. So,
yeah.
I mean, here's the father of modern liberalism, saying that he didn't believe in it either.
Yeah.
And I think that the employment agreement, as it were, the social contract that goes into working for the government is entirely different than working for a private organization. And the fact is, almost all unions in the United States are private sector or public sector unions at this point. Just about everybody in a union is working for the government.
Mm.
Anything else, Tom?
The big three out of Detroit. I mean, that's an example of dysfunction. And
Government Motors there for a while, wasn't it?
Well, correct. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know how anybody can advocate for unions anymore, especially in the private sector. I don't really understand it in this day and age. I mean, I understand it had its place, but for now, being that the top 100 companies to work for, as I said earlier, aren't these people.
Yep.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it makes perfectly good sense. And what you're saying, I think when you boil it down to it, is that unions have outlived their usefulness. They were useful. They've outlived their usefulness. And now competition provides workers with better conditions.
And the openness that we have internet, we have media, we have all this stuff, that if a company did the horrendous things that they've done in the past, I mean, absolutely, just beyond your imagination in some cases, how bad some work conditions have been, if they did that now, it would be all over the news. It would be a big deal. I mean, people would find out about it very quickly. And people would go work for someone else. I mean, the unemployment isn't that bad.
Have you guys seen Waiting for Superman?
Waiting for Superman?
The movie,
nope.
Waiting
nope.
for Superman. It's a documentary about teachers' unions, basically. Did you see it? Or you haven't? Well, you need to put that on your Netflix and watch it. I mean, there's a jaw-dropping scene in that movie. It's a documentary, as I said. And it's ironically by the same guy who directed the Al Gore movie, which is escaping me right now in terms of what it's called.
Inconvenient Truth?
Correct. Mm. Now, the irony
What's the scene real quick?
Well, the scene is basically there was probably three people that were highlighted in the realm of education that were so...
20 seconds.
Okay. They were so edifying in the way that they went about education. They should be running the show, and they offered a deal with the unions where everybody could keep the same pay, but if you excelled above that, you could get more. And it was a great deal for the unions. It was a great deal for students, and the union said no.
I believe there's an old quote from a teacher's union guy from the past that said, when kids start paying union dues, I'll represent kids. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Tom, thanks for the call.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
Social Security versus private retirement counts. Professor Anthony Davies analyzes Social Security through the lens of a typical 22-year-old American. Assuming Social Security is completely solvent, which is a heck of an assumption, the expected return on investment is far lower than a private account. Go watch this video. See how compelling it is with its graphs and charts there. I think it's amazing to see. Share it with your friends and family. You can see it at learnliberty.org/FTL. I've picked several videos there that I think are compelling, good videos that show the foundations of the ideas of liberty. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go to David in Keene about the right to work. David?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy.
I was going to say, I think the right to work is much less in line with, like, freedom and free trade and all that, and just, to me, it's an intervention. It's government meddling between the employee and employer relationship.
It's hard to argue that point. I mean,
yeah.
Certainly the right to work laws are government meddling in the relationship between the employee and the employers. But the fact is that the unions have used the law on the other side, and you know, it's just another one of these situations where essentially it's an arms buildup on either side.
Well, in the case we were discussing, it does appear to be referring to public unions, and in which case I think it's totally appropriate to say you can't force people to join the union, and in that case I would support a right to work law.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about public unions, you're not talking about unions that have made agreements with private companies. The government should stay out of that. You can't get the government out of
the
public.
The problem with a union when it comes to a government employees is union workers can decide when not to work. But the taxpayer who pays the public employees' salary cannot decide when not to pay taxes. And so you have a coercive relationship from the very start.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's, to its roots, it is poisoned. And
I don't want any of those public sector things to exist at all, of course. But while they're in existence, it totally makes sense for there to be, for them not be able to force people to join unions for it and stuff like that. I was referring, when I talk about how right to work laws seem screwed up to me, is when I'm with private sector where you have a union and a company, and the company is making agreements with the union, and they're lobbying, or they're not lobbying, but bargaining with each other and stuff. And that should be a government should stay out of that interaction between those two entities.
David?
Definitely. That's what I'm saying. I was totally in agreement with Dale. That's all. But thanks.
Dale's a super genius. Thank you, David. Let's go to Mark in New Hampshire. Mark?
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
This is Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm the Porcupine Realtor, and also involved in politics here in New Hampshire.
You all won the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's, what was it, Paid Politician Bureaucrat of the Year Award? What was that?
The little plaque here, it's got the plaque in front of me, it says New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Legislator of the Year.
That is awesome.
Nice.
You know, because, I mean, the fact is that your votes on these issues were rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the big liberty organization in New Hampshire, to have been the most liberty-oriented in the state.
Right, and, you know, to say it's the most liberty-oriented state legislator, maybe sort of a contradiction in terms, or it's like the best bad apple of the bunch, but
I thank you for doing it.
I think we're doing what we can, little by little, to expand liberty here in New Hampshire.
You've got my thanks for it. So what'd you call about, Mark?
Okay, so your co-host was thrown in jail, so I went to mailtojail.com and filled out a letter online, and it got sent to him, and I guess received it because I received a reply in the mail. So I wanted to read a bit of this letter to you guys and
okay.
to your listeners
so this is
to
from
hear what's going on. And I guess, is it Keene or Cheshire County
Cheshire
Jail?
Cheshire County Jail. This is from Ian Freeman, our normal first seat here on Free Talk Live. He's on day 20 of his, it's the day 20 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
Yeah, so he wrote the letter double-sided in pencil. I guess I won't give you a pencil in jail.
You could hurt somebody with a pen.
And this is sort of appropriate because we were talking earlier about legislation. I'm in the State House, and this is pretty good information for the committee that I'm on, which is criminal justice and public safety. Anyway, I'm just going to keep it short because I know this is radio, so let me read just a couple paragraphs. Mark, thanks for writing. Now that I've been here a week, I've had the chance to get to know some of these guys and learn why they are here. As you might imagine, many shouldn't be. I'd like to propose some simple legislative changes to reduce the number of peaceful people behind bars. Number one, the obvious one, ending prohibition, or at least reducing penalties for possession and intent to distribute and paraphernalia. Number two, there are lots of people jailed in New Hampshire for driving. Not dangerous driving, but for driving while suspended. One guy in my block lived in Massachusetts and had a license there for years, but his quote-unquote privileges in New Hampshire were suspended for some violations 14 years ago. A $50 fee would have made it go away, but when he got pulled over, he went to jail for 1 year as a quote-unquote habitual offender. He was driving to work. Another guy...
Something that happened 14 years ago.
So another guy, both are in their 50s, is in for 90 days for driving while suspended. Also caught driving to work. These men have families, and now one has lost his job over this. These laws are about control and money, not safety. Habitual offender status should be eliminated, and driving/license/registration issues should not hold the jail time! Exclamation point. So I thought that was pretty good intel from inside the cage, and it's probably not a big surprise to you co-hosts tonight, but many of your listeners probably haven't thought about this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people who are just trying to get to work or whatever, and they make it so difficult. This is a driving society, and it's all about fines. It's almost never about somebody being a poor driver. It's about whether or not they've paid some penalty or another, and if they don't, this is just a way to extort the fee out of them.
I think most people, when they do get pulled over, the police always ask you, "Do you know why I pulled you over?"
Often.
And I really don't. I was driving really safely, and I don't know. And I think a lot of people, that they're shocked when they're getting pulled over because they do feel like they're driving quite safely, and then they just drove past a little sign that dropped the speed limit 20 miles an hour, and they didn't see that, and now, you know, and the cop's waiting a block or two up the street for them to not have slowed down, slammed on the brakes fast enough or something.
And, of course, often they're fishing expeditions, right? They look for a taillight out or your license plate pulled not working.
Indeed they do.
Or stuff like that. So they can pull you over, and then they can have a peaceful arrest for somebody who wasn't bothering anybody, but they'll catch you on some administrative infraction.
Mark Warden, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Sickle toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. But check out amp.freetalklive.com. It is an opportunity for you to join our little Mouseketeer Club here at Free Talk Live. You can get some benefits by joining AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. The money that you pay for your membership dues, as it were, will go to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. None of it goes to paychecks. As if paychecks are bad or something, but you can be sure that your money's used in a specific fashion. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Like I said, there are some perks among them, a commercial-free podcast. Check out Public Choice, Why Politicians Don't Cut Spending. Using public choice economics, or the economics of politics, Professor Ben Powell shows how voters rationally ignore what politicians do. This leads to concentrated benefits and dispersed costs, favors recipients of government payments at the expense of taxpayers. This video lays it all out real quick, why it is the government doesn't work, not here, not anywhere, that, you know, the politics of it, it's government working exactly the way it's supposed to. Go see this video. It's 2 minutes long. It's well worth the watch. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Once you watch the video, share it on your Facebook page. Show it to your friends and family. And check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. While you're there at LearnLiberty.org/FTL, it's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. It's Mark.
And Dale.
On Free Talk Live, let's go to Guthrie in Maryland. Guthrie?
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. Hey, guys. I'm trying to talk about the union thing.
Okay.
But first of all, I wanted to say that for a couple of calls ago, I think he was referring to the Boeing debacle down there in South Carolina, where Boeing tried to move plants to South Carolina.
Now I remember. Now that you say it's Boeing, I recall.
And the government said, apparently said, no, you can't do that.
Yep, you can't move, sorry.
Because
they were changing states because they wanted better conditions, work conditions in the state. You know, like one state was arduous for them to be in politically, right. So they were changing to one that was going to be less so. And basically the federal government said, nope, you can't do that. And I can see why the federal government might say that. They are their biggest customer, right?
Right. And probably has a lot more to do with the political representation, senators and congressmen from Washington State. Even though supposedly it wasn't going to cost them any jobs in Washington, it was just going to add jobs in South Carolina.
Sure.
We all know that government sees everything as a zero-sum game.
Don't worry. Once Obama's out in a few more months, then it'll be Republican in office, and then it'll be swaying towards the sides of business as opposed to the side of workers.
Meet the new boss.
Yep. Exactly.
One thing I wanted to say was. You have to start by going back to first principles as far as like my approach to unions is, which mm-hmm. is that people have a natural right to associate and they have a natural right to contract.
Yes.
And so insofar as a union is a group of people who voluntarily associate and collectively try to contract, you know, their labor with an organization, there's nothing wrong with it. But the reality is that starting in the 1930s with the New Deal, the government basically came in and started interfering and basically put its thumb on the scales heavily in favor of organized labor and essentially gave them rights to interfere in the private contract of labor between employers and employees that if you or I tried to do it, the FBI would lock us up for racketeering.
Right, absolutely.
Mm. I mean, let's face it, why is it that if a mafia person was to walk in and say, hey, you know, you got a nice shop here, be ashamed if something happened to it. Tell you what, if why don't you give me $100 every week and I'll make sure nothing happens, I would be investigated and put in jail. But if a union does that, we're told, oh, no, that's just representing the interests of working people. I don't know. I'm sorry. I missed the name of your co-host.
Dale.
Yeah. Hi, Dale.
Hi.
The other thing I was going to say is that you were talking about the right to work laws. To me, if an employer agrees to only hire members of a union, what's the problem? Well, there isn't one. But if there is such an agreement, then there's really no reason for the government to get involved because it's entirely a voluntary relationship. As an employer, I have the right to say, I'm sorry, I only hire people who belong to that group over there, and I'm not doing anything discriminatory because I have the right to hire whom I want. But the right to work laws pretty much exist as a response to the government interfering in that relationship.
But are they a good response? Is what we're trying to decide.
Any response by government is de facto flawed to begin with.
I'll agree with you on that.
But in the sense that it is an attempt to reassert a natural right, I think it was a laudable effort because to me, essentially what it was saying is that historically the progressive movement decided that it had the right to come in and tell people who they had to hire and what they had to pay them. And the right to work movement was more or less a response to come back and say, no, there is a private voluntary relationship between a person selling their labor and a person buying that labor. And there really is, other than to prevent force or fraud, what is the role for government in that relationship?
Only force and fraud would be my opinion.
Exactly. So why in the world do we have federal laws, for instance, why do we have federal laws that would allow the federal government to tell Boeing, a private corporation, that they are not allowed to move operations from one U.S. state to another?
Was it a federal law, or was it just the federal government asserting its power?
I think they were asserting some arcane rule that's kind of almost like Davis-Bacon or one of those types of rules, not Davis-Bacon, but something along those lines, just to say, oh, you can't do this. I'm still not exactly sure from whence they derive that authority, but I've given up asking that question about everything the government does because it only leads to to frustration.
Right. I think that probably the Boeing lawyers could have fought that one, but they know what they couldn't fight is that the federal government would, you know, be mad at them and not buy as many planes that drop bombs on people that go kaboom from them. And I suspect that's what the true issue in that area is. Guthrie, thank you for the call. Let's go to Paul in Oklahoma City. Oh, so pretty. Paul.
Hello, how are you doing?
All's well.
Well, what I want to bring up is I'm calling the flip side of the union thing. I'm in a local union here. It's a building trades union. Well, the main difference with us is it's negotiated and everything like that. But the deal is... is we, I work for a contractor, like the last caller was saying, they hire only union labor. The contractor came up, that's the way they were. Mm-hmm. Most of our contractors that are union, they came up with, you know, like the son starts off as union, the family carries it on. Uh-huh. The thing is with us is we bid against non-union competition. So it's up to us to go to school and get trained.
And be better.
And make ourselves. Yeah, make yourself a more efficient worker to work against a lower pay scale.
And this happens in a lot of cases. Paul, just to stop you here, and I think that this is the best argument for unions, is that in some states, in some places, in fact, the skilled labor unions can operate sort of as guilds or old trade unions where you have the very best workers that happen to, you know, this is where they work. They choose to go to these places because they'll get the best wages for their work, and they in fact are the best workers because they are bidding against people who are in the private marketplace, and oftentimes you will find some of the best workers in that situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is it's I'm in a building, a skilled trades building union, you know, and that, like the plumbers, pipe fitters, and such like that, and that's our competition is non-union, so we aren't digging anybody's pocket. And the people, I say, well, you know, they go in and they flip shops and make it hard on a business owner, but honestly, down here in Oklahoma, that rarely happens.
Paul, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. I suppose there's a chance that we can squeeze you in if you give us a call there real quick at 855-450-3733. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Go there, check out their website, sign up. It's freestateproject.org. Dale, you're a mover. I'm a mover. It seems to be one of the best things going in the area of liberty.
It's the best years of my life since I moved to New Hampshire. I met some really great liberty-loving people, as well as a lot of our friends here are people who moved as well as part of the Free State Project.
Now, you used to have your own show. It's called Prometheus Unchained at flamingfreedom.com. And you are going to probably give up your Monday night position here on Free Talk Live in order to concentrate on that a little more. Is that the idea?
Yes. I have essentially moved to another city in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you're in
it's
Manchester.
Pretty far away from here. And it's just not... it's too cumbersome for me to keep coming to Keene. I'm building a studio where I'll be doing my show out of in Manch and just be carpooling down on Sundays for the show in the meantime.
So until your studio is built there, you're going to come down here with your co-host Neil, do Prometheus Unchained, and then
go hang out
a little bit and head back.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly going to miss you on Free Talk Live, and you're certainly welcome when you happen to be in town to...
I'd still like to do the show when I can. I just... all those fans out there that tune in on Monday nights just for me, I won't be a regular anymore. I really do get feedback that say that
people are saying that you're their favorite. Certainly other hosts have people that say the same thing, but there are people out there that, are your fans for Monday nights. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I told people, I said, hey, this is my last night, so if you're going to argue with me about something, call in. Argue with me now while you have a chance. But, I'll still come on when I can, when I'm in town, because I'll be visiting. I'm not that far away. It's not something I can do every single weekend, practically.
Really, the issue is whether or not you'll be here for a 7 to 10 p.m. time slot. That's because you certainly will be showing up in town doing your show and things like that. But the question is, will you be here for that time slot and we'll be able to...
Yeah, I won't be here on a weekly basis for it. That's the problem. Yep. So I can't be a regular.
Well, all the best, and I hope that flamingfreedom.com really takes off and that you guys turn it into a big show where lots of folks listen.
Yeah, I hope so. It's doing well, I think. So,
well, let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Hey, free and in day 20 of being in a cage, man.
Indeed.
It's terrible. And also free, well, we're at a free Bernie Madoff. Two guys who are...
What?
two guys are alleged perpetrators of essentially victimless crimes. I mean, anybody who invested with Bernie Madoff and didn't know they were getting in the Ponzi scheme shouldn't even be handling money at McDonald's. You know what I mean?
I don't know on this one, Ned. I mean, I have to say that this is, admittedly, it's easy to sit there on the outside and say, well, how come he was making so much money? But it's hard to ask questions when you've got the guy who's making a lot of money and a lot of other smart people are giving their money to him. And, you know, whether or not, you know, in retrospect, you probably should have known that that much is true. But I mean, it's fraud. The guy, you know, I think what he should be out is it's out working so he can pay people back. I don't think he should be in a jail cell because it doesn't really do any good. But, you know, he deserves some kind of punishment.
Well, I knew that would perpetrate a little discussion here. But anyway, I'd like to get real quick to this. The right to work is always the right to work for less. I know a little bit about unions. I've done a little bit of work for unions. And the top tier, okay, you lead off with Mississippi, where the gentleman called from. That's always number 50 and everything at the bottom. That's the quintessential right to work state. And most of the southern tier, you get Mississippi, Carolinas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, on and on. The right to work is always the right to work for less. The union has to represent those people, but they do not have to pay union dues. That's the crux of it. So
yeah.
You have to represent people who are not paying any dues. I mean, anybody who thinks, so like the gentleman who just called me says, you know, this great individual contract between business and labor, in its unrestricted form today, can be seen by these right-to-work states, as well as back in the day, you can read books like The Jungle from Sinclair, The Birth of Unions in the Several States United. It's the same stuff going on down there as was going on up in Chicago and up in Sinclair's days. You know, well, so, you know, these big business crying, it's like Purdue chicken, you know, come on, it's slave labor.
Do you think that, well, hold on, though, if it's a private sector, then certainly we talked about this. If you have a private sector company, not a public company, because in a public company, I don't think you should have unions at all, but because it's a violation of the taxpayer. But if you have a private sector company and there's a union that forms and that's all a voluntary organization that they form and they do collective bargaining with the company, and the company agrees we'll only hire people if they join the union.
Right.
And that's an agreement they make with the union. That seems totally reasonable to me. But as far as forcing someone to join a union through the law, does that not seem a complete violation of rights there?
Well, you've got to break this down into individual work cases, Dale. I mean, most people aren't, computer programmers for Apple. You know, these guys are talking about the best places to work. That's not where Joe Lunchbucket goes to work every day. Come on, it's ridiculous. You know?
Wait, what do you say? I haven't heard. You haven't answered my question. Do you think, is it not a violation of rights to force someone to join a union through the law?
No, they don't have to work there, okay, if they don't want to. You know, you're trying to break that.
No, I understand. No. But I'm saying, I agreed with you if there's a private sector company and the union has bargained for that with the company, and the company has agreed, yes, we'll only hire people who agree to join the union. But I said, having the law interfere and say you have to join a union,
well,
that certainly is a violation of rights.
It's like when you try and sign your union, your cards to certify a union, the government has to step in because these companies are going to intimidate. They have a long history of intimidating employees.
Well, so do unions.
Well, they're trying to, let's just go back to trying to certify a union.
There's two sides that I think they're both evil. they've both got a history of violence and coercion, without a doubt.
You're between the devil and the deep blue sea, like the people in the hurricane. One way is the devil, the other way is the water. You have to go one way or the other, you know?
You're suggesting for government interference and forcing people to join unions, though, and that's what blows my mind. Are you actually suggesting that? Help me understand.
I'm just saying, you're between the devil and the deep blue. Read the Jungle by Upton Sinclair. In that case, I said, yeah.
Some of that has been debunked.
What's that?
Some of the Jungle has been debunked from a historical standpoint.
It was a work of fiction. It's just the same thing. You know, you get your arm cut off next. We got plenty of kids already, you know, 13-year-olds want to work here.
That much is true, but you're giving a bunch of skies. I guess the question that I would ask, the question that the previous caller asked, is how many of those top 100 companies to work at are unionized, and why is it that the top 100 to company that few or none of those companies are unionized?
Well, because these guys are highly educated, computer programmers, or right. You know what I'm saying? They're engineers.
But a skill is a skill.
That doesn't have anything to do with it being a top 100
boat
company,
captain
though.
Or slinging a hammer is a skill, and
you're talking about the top 100 companies, though. They don't all...
Yeah, as you go down the ladder, there's less of a demand. But these guys, even working for these top 100 companies, are getting their ox gored by these guys from India. They're going to find that out. There's no protection for them. They're farming these jobs off. I like Trump saying, hey, slam the door on Chinese slave labor. You cannot compete with that. You're all going to be slaves. When they tell you, you know, you have the right, you know, you're going to compete with these guys, all they're telling you is you're going to be a slave just like those guys in Red China.
You can compete with it because you can compete in a myriad of other ways. There are lots of different things that people buy besides price.
There's ways to do it, but they're not going to give you the time to do it. You know, let's just open a door and let 30 million Red Chinese in next year, and then the year after let's let another 30 million in, all in the spirit of free competition. Come on.
Well, I think that would be the only thing that could save this this country, Ned, is frankly, if you had more demand for products in this country, you would see business be revitalized. There's a demand for housing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but housing's in a real slump. If you let a bunch of people in, they would suddenly demand that housing. Prices would go up all over the place. Everybody would be making money if you had more people coming.
Well, I'm going to jump the other side of the coin real quick. I maintain that the reason there's no demand for housing is nobody's making any money because Red China's flooding us. These countries are flooding us with the slave labor produced goods.
But those are the goods. But if you allow free people to move across borders freely, you will see that change because they'll lose their very best workers will want to come over here.
That's another devil in the deep blue, guys. But hey, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Captain.
Great time.
Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Dale.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.